You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Welcome to Group Travel Radio. I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delaman.
Today is Monday, March 4th. Join us as we take a look at what is going on in the group travel world during this weekly update. Group Travel Radio is produced by Group Travel Odyssey, flexible cloud-based software and service to manage group travel seamlessly. Here are a few air travel stories to kick off the news. Southwest Airlines has created a venture capital arm called Southwest Airlines Renewable Ventures, or SARV, which is aimed towards acquiring sustainable aviation fuel. By 2030, Southwest wants to switch 10% of their jet fuel consumption to sustainable aviation fuel. In keeping with this pledge, Southwest has also contributed $30 million to LanzaJet Inc., a producer and supplier of SAF technology that has the first commercial ethanol to sustainable aviation fuel plant in the world. Southwest's goal is to have net zero emissions by 2050.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has recently drafted a set of new rules intended to improve the flying experience for wheelchair-using customers. The proposal would notably establish a more robust framework for accountability and protection by making it an automatic violation of the Air Carrier Access Act for airlines to mishandle wheelchairs. The public now has 60 days to comment on the proposed regulations, after which the DOT will review the comments and issue final rules. Comments can be submitted on the regulations.gov website.
The Travel Commission visited Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas recently to present state-of-the-art airport security equipment. They were joined by TSA officials and executives of the U.S. Travel Association. Commission members had the opportunity to test TSA PreCheck touchless ID and learn about TSA's dedication to working with industry partners. The commission, which launched in January in response to an eye-opening study on America's flagging global competitiveness, intends to improve the travel experience, increase American competitiveness, and promote growth.
After just over 3 years, TripAdvisor has made the decision to end its subscription service, TripAdvisor Plus. The service, which was first introduced in June 2021, was designed to give savings to passengers and increase supplier bookings. In a statement this past Friday, the company said TripAdvisor Plus was born out of our culture of innovation, and we now have a deeper understanding of our community's preferences around benefits and rewards. Armed with this knowledge, we are better equipped than ever to innovate and refine our approach to membership. We're grateful to all of the Plus subscribers who have been on this journey with us and have helped us move towards an even more impactful and engaging experience for our community.
The 2024 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival is expected to provide guests with some new enjoyable experiences. This year, the park will be filled with over 70 topiaries, and guests can try more than 60 brand new menu items at the festival's many outdoor kitchens. The International Flower and Garden Festival began on February 28th and runs through March 27th at Epcot.
Travel Pulse recently sat down with LGBTQ individuals to explore the significance of safety while traveling. Due to local regulations, religious convictions, and cultural attitudes, many LGBTQ travelers feel they encounter particular difficulties during their travels. Find this Travel Pulse article in the show notes to read more first-person accounts about safety concerns for LGBTQ travelers.
Here's what's going on with GTO. Group Travel Odyssey has an episode of Coach & Go coming up this Tuesday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern that will walk users through Marketing Manager and how it can help you make data-driven decisions about marketing strategies. You can tune in to Coach & Go live streams on Group Travel Odyssey's YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages.
Group Travel Odyssey also has a new blog that highlights why it's important to spring clean your data. You can read all about it by clicking the link to this article in the show notes.
Well, before we wrap up this weekly update, many group travel planners work with performing arts groups, and today is Marching Band Day, also known as March 4th. On March 4th, we celebrate the gifted musicians that liven up parades, halftime shows, and sporting events. If you are a marching band alum or work with marching bands, today is a great day to post about your experience. And don't forget to use the hashtag March 4th. Well, that's going to do it for this weekly update. Don't forget to follow Group Travel Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for tuning in today.